What civil liberty means is not liberty to do whatever I please, an autonomous liberty, which is the way we think of it today.
Libertarianism. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It is, how do we have a civil society and have as much liberty within the confines of civil society as possible? And the founders did several things to affect that, to protect it. One is they said, we're not going to allow the executive and the legislative and the judicial branches to be merged in together or for one to take over the other. They're all going to be equal and independent. So when there's a dispute between me and Gabe over the property line, the court will decide that, and they're free to decide that. But then I'm free as a legislator to come along and say, well, if that's what the judge thinks, I'm going to pass a statute to change how we understand what property ownership is. And they were free to do that. Mm-hmm. Then we said, we're going to also delegate only certain powers to the federal government pertaining to our national sense of unity. Mm. And we're going to have states that will be sovereign in their own rights as to everything else. So really, this is a beautiful, if any of y'all have ever read what his name is, Rush Dooney's book, The One and the Many.
Yeah.
Our founders, whether they were consciously doing it or not, saying we need to mirror our government after the triune God. There is no foundation that's laid for anything other than what's laid in Jesus Christ, who reveals to us the triune nature of God, the unity and the distinctiveness. And so we're going to do that. We're going to separate powers. We're going to separate governments. We're going to have a national unity, but we're going to have 50, well, not 50 states. They didn't anticipate that. And that will protect liberty, you see, so that if, for example, you know, New York had wanted to say that, well, we don't think a man and a woman can marry until they're both at least 18. That ought to be the common law rule of when are you competent to know what you're doing. But South Carolina could have said, you know, we think that's fine at 15. And you see how that liberty would work? Our problem is that our Supreme Court is the body of national. Right.
Yep.
Yes. That's how they killed federal individual government.
That's how they created abortion. That's how they created same-sex marriage.
Right.
They say, here's a dispute, and rather than the states decide, you know, what to do or amend the Constitution, we're just going to do it as judges. That destroys civil liberty.
Yeah.
Because no longer are we being represented by those that we've chosen to help make the laws to govern our interactions with one another.